Now, as I mentioned earlier, Henry Ford once said, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." And even if you consciously believe you can achieve something, you still may subconsciously believe it's not possible for you. And in the battle between your conscious and subconscious beliefs, your subconscious beliefs always win out. This is a hard fact, but it's true. In fact, it's so important, I'll say it again. In the battle between your conscious and your subconscious beliefs, your subconscious beliefs always win out. So it's so important that we start stretching the realm of our beliefs so that we can achieve far more in our lives. This is the core of what I'm sharing with you. Sadly, negative beliefs sabotage all your goals. Negative beliefs try to keep you small and powerless and shackled to your painful past. Negative beliefs actually stop you from becoming self-confident and empowered. And negative beliefs can wreak havoc in your life if you allow them to. So what's most important is to gradually change your negative beliefs so that you can create the life that you truly yearn for. You see, it's not possible to go from being a negative person, a pessimist, to becoming an optimist overnight. You see, if you are a pessimist, it's important to gradually change your negative beliefs so that you can create the life that you truly yearn for. You can't do it in an instant if you're a negative person. If you think a lot of negative thoughts and you have a lot of self-imposed limitations, you can't suddenly become incredibly positive and overcome those negative beliefs instantly. It's just not possible because your subconscious beliefs, as I said a moment ago, are what control everything. You need to gradually stretch your realm of positivity. You need to gradually become more positive. But the most important thing is to start working at overcoming these negative beliefs as quickly as possible. And using the tools, techniques and strategies that I'm sharing with you, you will definitely have great success. And again, we can overcome our conscious and subconscious beliefs using affirmations, subliminal software, self-hypnosis, light and sound technology, and creative visualization. There are other techniques, but these five are incredibly potent, and I urge you to test them for yourself. Now, you could just do nothing at all, but not changing your negative beliefs means that your circumstances may not change either. And if you don't overcome your conscious and subconscious negative beliefs, then you will definitely experience more loss and suffering. This is guaranteed. This is why it's so important to start overcoming these negative restricting beliefs as quickly as you can. And the great thing is that when you start reprogramming your mind with affirmations, self-hypnosis, and the other technologies I mentioned, it will start having an immediate and noticeable effect. And the great thing is that it's a bit like tipping a balance. Even if right now you are 52% negative and only 48% positive, then all you need to do is tip the balance by more than 2% to win over your negativity. And as you reprogram your mind, your positive beliefs become reinforced and your negative beliefs are weakened. And after some time, you may need to reprogram your mind less often to maintain the same effect of heightened positivity. So you will reach that threshold stage. Now, did you know that your self-worth has a direct effect on your ability to make money? It really is true. Having low self-value and very little self-confidence hampers your ability to make a lot of money, whereas high self-worth can literally make you rich. And that was my own experience. I went from somebody of very low self-esteem, who had no money, to someone who had great self-esteem and great confidence, and my wealth grew at exactly the same rate as my self-worth. So high self-esteem really can make you very rich. And as I mentioned earlier, when I was in my mid-20s, I had very little self-worth, and I had a constant stream of very big money problems, which really wore me down continually. I even started having experiences that showed me clearly that my self-worth was the root cause of this. My attitude to money was all wrong. I used to spend money on things that were not even important and that gave me no fulfillment at all. And I really was devaluing myself. And I even reached the stage where it got so bad, I was preparing to fold up the business because I was struggling so much. And when a crisis occurs in your life, it's often at that time that you can completely change your circumstances. And this is what happened to me. I reached the stage where I had to make a big decision to either fold the business or do something radically different. And as I explained a moment ago, my lack of self-worth, my lack of self-esteem, my low self-value was the core of this problem. But I made very big efforts to improve my self-value, and I even doubled my price to all my clients. I expected to lose half of them at least, but I didn't lose a single one. And the result was immediately I started making a lot more profit from that business. And a lot of my clients said to me, "We thought you were far too cheap anyway." So totally transforming your self-worth can take time, especially if you have a lot of negative beliefs. However, the powerful techniques, tools and strategies you are learning here will allow you to make rapid changes in your life and totally transform your earning potential. And as your mind changes, so will your ability to make a lot of money. Now, here's a wonderful technique that will help you to uncover your subconscious beliefs about money and business. And this technique is composed of 5 different steps, and I urge you to do each one of these because they're all very important. So step 1, you need to write down and complete the following sentences. Number 1, the worst thing about money is. Number 2, in the area of money, I feel afraid because. Number 3, in the area of money, I feel angry because. Number 4, in the area of money, I feel sad because. Now, next you need to write out the exact opposite beliefs and why they are true. This will loosen the hold each one of these has on your subconscious mind. For example, number 1, you would write as follows. The great thing about money is. Number 2, in the area of money, I feel courageous because. Number 3, in the area of money, I feel confident because. Number 4, in the area of money, I feel happy because. So those are the exact opposites to the first sentences that you wrote. Now, step number 2, you need to complete this sentence. Wealthy people are, and write down 10 different things. Wealthy people are. So please write down 10 different things. In each case, in all of these exercises, you need to write down the very first things that come to your mind. The very first thing that comes to your mind. You don't want to think about this. You want your subconscious to complete these sentences because that reveals everything. That will show you what your subconscious attitudes and beliefs are. Okay, a moment ago in step number 2, I said complete this sentence. Wealthy people are, and to write down 10 things. Next, you need to write out the exact opposite beliefs and why they are true. For example, instead of wealthy people are selfish, you could write wealthy people are generous because they have more free time to help others. Now, step number 3, write down 10 reasons why you must become highly successful. Also, write out 10 reasons why you need to make a lot of money doing so. Step number 4, write out each of the following sentences and add 10 reasons for each of them as quickly as you can. As I said a moment ago, do this as quickly as you can. So you write out each of the following sentences and add 10 reasons for each of them as quickly as you can. Don't think, just write down the first things that come into your mind for each of the following. Number 1, I can't make millions now because. Number 2, the worst thing about having a business is. Number three, you can't trust people in business because. Next, write out the exact opposite beliefs and why they are true. And this literally loosens the hold that each one of these has on your subconscious mind. And finally, step number five, write out 100 reasons why you need to make a specific amount of money each month, or to be a millionaire, for example. Finally, write out 100 ways that could enable you to make that amount of money each month. Now, I know this takes a bit of work. I know it takes a bit of time, especially writing out 100 reasons and 100 ways. But by doing this exercise, even though it may take you an hour or so, maybe even 2 hours, it's really, 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 really important, because these exercises are very revealing. They'll be very revealing to you and can show you what beliefs you currently have about money, about business, and that could actually be holding you back right now. And also having lots of really strong reasons why you must become successful will have a very powerful effect on your subconscious mind. And that's exactly what we want to do here, have a very powerful effect on your subconscious mind. And I also suggest that you look at what you have written frequently, okay? Now, when I was in my early to mid-20s, as I mentioned earlier, I had very little self-worth and very little money. But as my confidence grew and my self-worth increased, so did my success, my wealth, and my happiness. And over a period of years, I went from being someone who believed they couldn't achieve anything into someone who absolutely knew that they could achieve everything that they set their heart on. And I became a millionaire. And for many years, I only had to work a day and a half each week. And I spent most of my time giving back to society through various types of voluntary work. And I also traveled the world and had more than enough money to do everything I wanted. I had freedom, I had wealth, I had happiness, and for a very long time. And all of this happened after I started improving my self-image, becoming more confident and working on transforming myself. And as I changed, so did my circumstances. And as you improve your self-worth, and as you overcome your inner negativity, your wealth will also dramatically increase. Your circumstances can only change when you change. And in this program, you have all the tools that you need for rapid change. Now, even if you already have a lot of self-worth and you're already quite successful, you can still definitely improve your self-worth and your earning potential. You see, you never really reach a plateau where everything becomes permanent. Life gives us a lot of challenges all of the time, and it's very possible to backslide and lose your confidence. And this happened to me. And gradually, as I lost everything, I started doubting my ability and my self-confidence was shaken very badly. I then needed to start again and begin changing myself. And as I changed, so did our circumstances. You too can quickly reinforce your self-confidence, your self-worth, and experience big positive changes in your finances. And again, you can do this reprogramming using affirmations, subliminal software, hypnosis, light and sound technology, and creative visualization. So what about luck? Can luck lead to success? Well, you could wait and hopefully become lucky, or you could create your own luck through your own actions. And it's always far better to have control over what happens to you instead of just hoping for some positive change to happen. Taking 100% responsibility for your own life and what happens to you is the key to everything we're talking about here. And it's always far better to have control over what happens to you instead of just hoping for some positive change to happen. And if you take action on what I'm sharing with you and use it fully, in your own life, then you will become a very lucky person. That is for certain. There's also great satisfaction that comes from making lots of efforts that turn into wonderful results in your life. So I honestly believe that you do create your own luck. Now, the easy way to achieve anything in life is to apply ourselves 100% to what we're doing. Often people like to take the easy way out. And certainly when I was a teenager, I was very lazy. I liked to take the easy way out. And if something took a lot of effort, I'd try and avoid it. That was mainly due to my own lack of self-confidence, because I thought that if I had to make lots of efforts, I'd fail anyway. So what would be the point? But gradually I discovered that the easy way is actually to take action and to apply ourselves 100% to what we're doing. The hard way, the desperately hard way, is to procrastinate, to put off until tomorrow or next year what we could do right now. And if we procrastinate constantly, then all we can experience is frustration and loss and suffering and disillusionment. So the important thing is to get started right away and to expect resistance and be determined enough to overcome it whenever it arises, rather than being frightened by it and running away. The difficult way, as I say, is putting off until tomorrow things that may seem boring or things that are difficult or things that we really don't want to do right now. But you know what? When we do this, all we're doing is giving in to our own inner negativity. And we will actively keep our own life small and disempowered. And this actually prevents us from achieving anything really worthwhile. And it can lead to disappointment, bitterness, and resentment. And most people fall at the first hurdle, and very few go on to the second or third. So please do build up great resilience within yourself. Face your challenges head on and never be defeated. Then you will truly win in everything that you do. Now, I want to talk a little bit about gratitude, because it's incredibly important, and it's one of the most important things that I have learned in my life, or one of the most important tools I have used to transform my circumstances. Complaint destroys good fortune. If we have a complaining nature, we actually push away all sorts of wonderful things that could otherwise happen to us. So this is why I say complaint destroys our good fortune. Whereas its opposite, gratitude or appreciation, acts like a powerful magnet and draws into our lives all sorts of wonderful benefits. And over time, whichever you allow to dominate, complaint or appreciation, complaint or gratitude, will determine whether you live a happy and fulfilled life or one of complaint, deep suffering and misfortune. You see, it's very easy to get stuck in a negative emotional state, and often people get in a bad mood for several days, and this is really sad, because we all have an incredible ability to shift our emotional state if we choose to do so. A world famous author once told me, "Mike, if you ever want to return to any state of consciousness, all you have to do is remember what it feels like or what it felt like." And very simple words, but very meaningful. And this is a tool we can use when we're stuck in a negative emotional state. We have the ability to change or to choose whatever state we wish to feel at any time. I'm not saying to suppress anything here, but I'm saying that we always have total choice over what we experience. So we have the ability to shift our emotional state if we choose to do so. And gratitude is an incredible tool that will allow you to do this. Gratitude allows you to change your inner emotional state and change your external circumstances, providing that you test this for yourself. So please test this for yourself. Gratitude also saves lives. I've heard of instances where people have been on the point of taking their own life. And gratitude is something that has transformed their situation. I heard a story once of a guy in Japan who was about to take his own life. And he confided in a friend who was very, very wise. And she said, look, before you die, can you do one favor for me? And he said, of course. So she asked him, had he ever been helped during his life by anyone? And he said, yes, lots of people. So she asked him if he would consider writing a short thank you letter to each one of those people who had helped his life in some way. And he agreed to do this. And as he started writing these thank you letters, gratitude started to well up within his life, and the desire to continue living welled up within him also. And it's a wonderful story. Gratitude really can save lives. It can also transform lives. And gratitude can actually transform every situation you experience in life if you use this incredibly potent tool. And gratitude really can transform every situation you experience, and it can attract all sorts of riches into your own life. And I actually had to lose everything in order to rediscover this incredibly important truth for myself.